You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Cubs baseball, again, welcome in. I'm Dave Brandt with Kerry Muscat of Cubs.com. And, Kerry, it just seems like the right time of year. The news has slowed down for so many teams. Let's do some bold predictions here. What do you have in the hopper? If you think about this 2016 team, give me a kind of a bold prediction that might surprise them.
Well, one thing that I've seen over the course of the years is that free agents usually do much better their second season in Chicago. So, for example, Moises Alou had talked about when he first came to the Cubs that it took him some time to sort of adjust to the schedule, you know, the day games, the kind of the weird travel that they have to deal with. And so if I had to predict anything, I would really expect a much better second season for John Lester. Not that he was horrible in 2015 in his first year with the Cubs, but I think now he knows everybody with the Cubs. He knows, has a better feel for the National League ball. He's got a better feel for his teammates, for Wrigley, the whole surroundings for Chicago. I really think that this is going to be a really good year for him. And in that regard, that, you know, to kind of follow up on that, it'll also be very interesting to watch the new guys, you know, Jason Hayward, Lackey, Zobrist, to see how they make the adjustment in their first year with the Cubs. Because baseball's baseball, and that's it. But a lot of guys say that just, you know, they're so used to the routine with the night games. The scheduling takes some getting used to. And, I mean, even Madden, he's not a morning person, so he wasn't exactly comfortable. So I'm guessing that he'll probably be a little more adjusted in terms of the schedule.
Interesting. So I don't know if you want to call it a bounce back year, but a bigger year for John Lester. You know,
it's like I say, it wasn't horrible. So I don't want it to sound like, but I just he struggled in the beginning.
Yeah. Well, but to your point about it not being a terrible year, 205 innings. You know, Jake Arrieta 229. Plus postseason. Now they add John Lackey to the crew this year. They're deep. Can you see three starters? I'll sort of cherry pick a question in here on you. You see three Cubs starters getting past 200 innings?
Oh, easily. Yeah, you could easily see Arrieta, Lester, and Lackey doing that. And boy, would that would be huge. To obviously give the bullpen, you know, you wouldn't be taxing the bullpen as much, but to have three pitchers total that, I'd have to do some homework because the last time they had two guys like that, I think Kerry Wood and Mark Pryor might have done that. But it's been a while for the Cubs, and I couldn't recall the last time they had three. Although Travis Wood came really close 1 year, but yeah, that'd be impressive. Okay, so my number, another prediction for next year, or this year actually, is there's all this talk about a sophomore jinx. So you've got the Cubs have, you know, these kids that did really well, Chris Bryant, Addison Russell, Kyle Schwarber. I think that the three of them will avoid the so-called sophomore jinx in their second season, just because each of them went through a little bit of sort of a setback, if you will, during the 2015 season, and they handled it. You know, okay, it was tough, and they had to struggle a little bit, but they got out of it. And I think, you know, those kind of things, as they say, suffering builds character. And those kind of things were little character-building moments for these kids. And it just sort of helped them sort of in preparation for the new year.
Wow. So no sophomore
slump? No sophomore jinx. Nope.
Any of them? Nope. Okay. All right. Nope. So does that mean
I'm very confident, she says.
Well, do you think they could improve on their numbers from last year?
I think I'm interested to see with Schwarber just what this kid can do in a full season. You know, and I do think as much as he wants to catch, and I know he wants to catch really bad, I still have a feeling that he will probably get more starts in left field than he will behind the plate because they're still working with him in terms of teaching him catching at the big league level. But it could be a matter by the end of the year. Who knows? Maybe he and Miguel Montero sort of change roles and Montero becomes the backup to Schwarber. I know Montero said that he'd love to have something like that happen. So I'm kind of interested also to see kind of the dynamic at catcher, how that works. Because nobody's going to outwork Schwarber in terms of learning the position. So it'll be fun to watch that too.
I'm going to put that down as one of your bold predictions that Montero will be Schwarber's backup. I like that one.
It might not be till 2017. I'm not sure that's going to work. But anyways, it's coming. I think it's coming. So.
All right, what about number three?
Number three was actually a little light. I'm a little worried. This 2016 season is going to mark the unveiling of the Cubs' new clubhouse. It's a 30,000 square feet. And anyone who has ever been in the past home clubhouse knows that there were very few places to hide, and yet the players still found them. I'm just worried that we're never going to see the players in the clubhouse because they're just going to disappear someplace into Neverland, and we won't get very many interviews. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed that that somehow the hiding places aren't as obvious, and the guys are available. So any players that are listening, please know that we want to see you at home in 2016. So hopefully we'll get a chance. But it should be a palace. It should be a palace there. The visiting clubhouse, unfortunately, that's not going to change in 2016. So you can put the visiting clubhouse in a walk-in closet. That's about the same size, as you know.
Yeah.
So that's not changing yet. But soon.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that is going to be an interesting piece of the puzzle this year for this team. Let me ask you this. 97 wins last year. Will this team win 100 this year?
Boy, I think it could. I think the thing that, again, I have to go back to my number one prediction, which was, you want to see how the guys adjust, how the new guys adjust to playing in Chicago and playing at Wrigley. If Hayward handles center field and handles that assignment, and if Lackey can deal with morning games, and Zobrist, of course, for some reason Zobrist I'm not worried about at all. There's a chance. I don't see Arrieta dropping back, and I'm looking at the Cubs. Shoot, the last time that can't be. The last time they won 100 games was 1935.
Whoa,
that's a long time. That's before you. Oh no, that can't. Yeah, that's right. So, well, that'd be something to celebrate too, wouldn't it? It's possible. I know that the Cardinals scare me because the Cardinals always seem they could lose half their rotation and yet somehow they find the arms and the bodies to come through and get the job done. So they're getting older, but somehow they still are able to find enough players and enough talent to be the tough team in the division.
Yeah, yeah. It is, gosh, I can't believe it's been that long since the Cubs have won 100 games.
I've been here long enough that, yes, I haven't seen very many good teams here. They've lost 100 games a few more times, but yeah.
All right. So, you know, this one's coming, right? I mean, it has to rear its ugly head in a bold predictions podcast. Will they, for the first time since 1908, will the Cubs win a World Series?
Well, who was it? Listening to Ken Griffey Jr. when he was talking about the Hall of Fame and how he never wanted to go in there. I'm not going to say that they're going to win it. I'm just hoping they get there. That's my hope, is that these kids can get it together and everything goes smooth and they get to the World Series. And then I'd like to go, let's go from there. And then I'm sure that you and I will talk sometime between now and October, and we can revisit that. But I'm just going to hope. I'm not going to predict. I think for all the Cubs fans who have been, you know, nagging that, you know, their grandfather and their grandfather's grandfather, you know, hasn't seen the Cubs do anything terrific. Let's hope that they get to the World Series.
Okay.
I missed out on that one. Yeah.
Hi, Carrie. Well, we know this much. It's going to be a season worth watching and reading about, and we always appreciate it. We look forward to catching up again next week.
Very good. Thank you. And that'll be right after the Cubs convention, so there will be plenty of information coming out of that.
No doubt. Okay. Carrie Muscat, MLB.com Extras, the Chicago Cubs edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.